Nation of Podcation. What up, everybody? I am back. It's the Nation of Podcation Podcast. It's the People's Podcast. It's me, the outstanding original, the Oracle of Ideas. I'm O'Shea. And tonight, we have a SmackDown review. All right, kicking off this week's show, we had the Miz and Morrison doing the dirt sheet.
What? What?
I sent Mandy away, and now Otis can focus on cashing in his contract.
Or I guess he could just give it to me.
My point is, Otis should be thanking me.
Otis and Heavy Machinery come down to the ring. They've had enough.
And Miz trying to beg off to Otis. This is uncalled for. Takes down Miz, and now John Morrison trying to come to Miz's aid in a clubbing blow by Otis. Otis has had enough.
We are out here trying to get caught up in the hot goss.
Yeah, but do you blame Otis for acting out? Going up
the first match of the night, we get one half of the WWE SmackDown Tag Team Champions. We get Cesaro versus Grand Metalik.
Nakamura for the SmackDown Tag Team titles a week from Sunday at Clash of Champions.
Look at this.
This was a okay match. I like the action. I like what Grand Metalik does. I don't really care about the Lucha House Party having some in-party arguments and stuff like that. Don't really care. I love what Cesaro and Nakamura do. Shout out to both of them.
Question Cesaro's decision to allow Metalik on the top rope. That's truly his wheelhouse, as we're about to see again.
King of the ropes. Oh!
Cesaro with the feet up just in time. Both boots connecting.
And now Cesaro with that running uppercut.
This'll do it. Here comes the neutralizer.
Center of the ring, face first goes Metalik. Cover now by Cesaro.
Cesaro gets the win here over Grand Metalik. I'm going to give this match 2 stars.
Here is your winner, Cesaro.
Next up, we have a moment in Bliss with Alexa Bliss and her guest, Nikki Cross.
You could have had me with. You hit me with the sister, Abigail, and then just walk off.
I don't know how to explain it.
Lex.
I don't know how to explain it because I don't fully understand it, Nikki. I feel like there's some kind of change and I can't even control it, and I don't even know how to handle it half the time.
Uh-oh.
Perfect timing as usual.
Class up the joint a little bit.
Lacey Evans and Nikki Cross, you have a match here tonight.
Instead of sitting out here asking your friends some questions, what you ought to be doing is on your knees.
Next up, we have the number one contender for the WWE SmackDown Women's Championship. We have Nikki Cross versus Lacey Evans. Well, this match is kind of, don't really care about it too much. I do like what Nikki Cross does in the ring. Lacey Evans needs a little bit more work.
And here's Nikki now, went for the tornado DDT, planning Lacey.
Hanging on, Nikki Cross not finished just yet.
And now Lacey set up on the top rope. And
I really feel like this match here is really to put over Alexa Bliss and put over Nikki Cross, because we know they're going to have a match and a feud sometime here in the near future. Nikki Cross gets the win here. I'm going to give this match 1 star.
So since I'm useless to you now, one day I am going to take the one thing that you love, your SmackDown Women's Championship.
Yeah.
Get her out of here. Get her out of here. Can we get some security?
And a medic. We need him
to kick AJ Styles, though. Scooped up by Sami Zayn. Shoulders are down. Two count. Did he get him? No, he's got the tights. No. The official caught him.
I can't count that. Get out of my face. Can't do that. Not like that.
And now Styles from behind. Rolling up Sami Zayn. Shoulders are down. Got him.
Here is your winner.
This was a decent match here. I like the action. I like what both of these guys do in the ring. We know this match is really just a throwaway because we know that these two are going to be in some sort of ladder match, some sort of gimmick match with Jeff Hardy to include them in that so we can have the real Intercontinental Champion here. I'm going to give this match 2 stars.
Tell them I'm the champion still. That was non-title. Tell them. Hey.
Well, here's the real Intercontinental Champion, Sammy. Here comes Jeff Hardy.
Jeff Hardy still noticeably limping, but ready for a fight.
And he just
what did AJ do?
And now Sami Zayn knocked down by Hardy, whipped into the barricade. Jeff Hardy upset after he's wanting to tap
upset
Sami Zayn over the past couple of weeks.
Jeff Hardy's a madman,
and he should be.
How are you, Muppet? I'm talking to you. Can you hear me? Open those ears.
Oh my God, it's Big E!
Run your ass, run! You were the one who set me up? You want to set me? Oh, you're sorry. You want to fight with me?
No!
You want to play?
Let's play.
You, Larry.
You like that, Larry?
Otis, you need a lawyer.
A lawyer?
They want you to forfeit the money in the bank contract, or they're gonna take you to court.
Court?
You have 1 week to decide.
Techie, we're in trouble.
Sorry, buddy, but you're in trouble.
Next up, we had the WWE Universal Champion Roman Reigns and the number one contender, his cousin Jey Uso, versus King Corbin and Sheamus.
WWE Thunderdome.
And now King Corbin from behind. Corbin attacking Reigns, bouncing him off the steel steps now, and sending Reigns and now Uso and Corbin sending Uso into the top.
This is all perfectly legal. The only true rule is that the pinfall.
This was a decent match here. We know this match was meant to put over Jey Uso and Roman Reigns because we know they're having their match at the Clash. Shout out to Baron Corbin and Sheamus. They were just chopped meat here, just getting beat up here. Shout out to Roman Reigns. He goes for the spear. Jey Uso gets the splash for the win. I'm going to give this match 2 stars.
Listen, it was a Samoan street fight. Everything is legal. Jey simply used what was at his disposal. We knew it was going to get ugly tonight in a hurry.
So all in all, I'm going to give this episode of SmackDown 1.5 stars. Not really much going on here. I do like the continuation of the Jey Uso and Roman Reigns thing. I like the tribute they did to Roman Reigns' family. I liked all of that from Paul Heyman. I do like the Intercontinental Championship feud they have going. I like Jeff Hardy being the champion. I like AJ Styles chasing. I like Sami Zayn, the champion who never lost his title. I like where they're going with that. Like I said, I would love to see some sort of ladder match. Put both belts up there. Let's have a reminiscent of the Shawn Michaels Razor Ramon match. Put both belts up there. Let those three have a great ladder match because we know they would tear the house down. Kind of interested to see what they're doing with Alexa Bliss and her new character. They're going with the Fiend word, saying it's like her secret word, and then she turns into a Bray Wyatt zombie. So kind of interested to see what's going on there, but not really. You guys know what time it is. Like, follow, share, subscribe, support the Nation of Podcation on YouTube, SoundCloud, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, wherever you get your favorite podcast, that's where we're at. Also, make sure you subscribe on YouTube, and we take donations at patreon.com/nationofpodcation. It's me, the outstanding original, the Oracle of Ideas. I'm O'Shea for the Nation of Podcation. I am out. Peace.
What up, everybody? It's me, the outstanding original, the Oracle of Ideas. I'm O'Shea from the Nation of Podcation. If you like pro wrestling, check out my weekly pro wrestling reviews at Nation of Podcation on YouTube, SoundCloud, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, wherever you get your podcast, that's where we're at. Also, make sure you subscribe on YouTube, and we take donations at patreon.com/nationofpodcation. It's me, the outstanding original, the Oracle of Ideas. I'm O'Shea for the Nation of Podcation. I am out. Peace.